message this morning in a little series called Secrets. Can you say that with me? Secrets. And if you're new today, this is how we preach. Big screen, lots of scripture. And you can get this PowerPoint right online. You can check us out. You can get every note that I'm putting on the screen today. You can get and have in your own place. They told me today that they're listening to our sermons in Iran and China. Isn't that crazy? How do people understand me in China? I have no idea. But people take our notes and stuff, and Roger works with the church every once in a while that gets our stuff. And so you can do that. You can get stuff online and go over our notes, and because it's all about learning God's Word. Amen? It's what we're about here, loving people, loving Jesus, and just growing in His Word. Let's look at this message, Secrets, today. Every week, a secret. Today, what's our secret we're going to learn? Here it is. Secrets to God's power. Secrets to God's power. Hey, baby doll, how you doing? Secrets to God's power. Don't you want to know how to have that? Amen. Say. And we're going to do it a little bit different. We're going to look at what not to do. Okay? Oh, you can have the power of God. You do this. Well, my problem is I just do the wrong things. So we're going to look at what God says. If you want to have my power in your life, He says don't do some stuff. Don't do some of this mess. Y'all hear me today? Y'all awake or not? Good job. I love that. Don't tick him off. God just doesn't want you to tick him off. I mean, there's certain things that we do that limits his power in our life. He said, I cannot put my touch on you if you do these things. It will not happen. So let's look at it today. Let's go with it. Proverbs 6:16. Go look at Proverbs 6 today. One of my favorite little passages of Scripture. Maybe it's because I was such a hard head and need help. But I love scriptures like this. These six things doth the Lord what? Yea, seven are in a what? Wow. If I find out something in the Bible God hates, and that's an abomination to Him, and I can understand that, I think I might be set on a path to understand how I can have God's power in my life. Y'all hearing where I'm coming from today? Yes or no? So let's look at it. Proverbs 6. This is great scripture to memorize. I know some of you, I can't memorize no scripture. Yes, you can. This is good stuff. You ought to get this inside of you. Six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination to Him. So we've divided it like this. Ticks God off, turns on God's power. Okay? Attitude. Say that with me. Attitude. Now, we can have an attitude that is going to tick God off, or we can have an attitude that's going to turn God on. Wonder what that is. Here's what ticks God off. A proud demeanor. He's God, you ain't. It's funny how we get saved. We put our faith in Christ sometimes, and we get holier than thou. That is the nuttiest thing on the planet. Us who have received the grace of God and the mercy of God should be the most humble people on the planet. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? Man, we know what it is to have mercy showed on us and grace showed to us. How does that happen that all of a sudden we get full of ourselves? Isn't that stupid or what? Say. That's like somebody inventing something. Let's say the internet. No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. And somebody else taking credit for it. I mean, it's got to tick that guy off. I'm sorry, I'm being ugly today. I'm serious. Y'all hearing me? Here's God's God, and all of a sudden He shows us grace, yet we're full of ourselves. What turns His power on, say that with me, as a what? A humble demeanor. Being humble. Let's see what the Bible says back in Proverbs 6. Let's talk about this proud thing. Pop it up. You want to turn God's power on? Don't have a proud look. Look what the Bible says. So Proverbs 6:16, six things God hates, seven are abomination. The first one, say that with me, a proud look. Let's talk about that for a second. Roger, we're going to roll. Pride, it means a proud demeanor. It means a high look. People walk around, I just want to smack them upside the head. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Psalms. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down high what? God's Word. Keep reading. Come on. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks what? Proud things. So, pride. God doesn't like this at all. It says, I can't bless you. I can't put my power on you if you're like this. Pride alienates you from God. Proverbs 8. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I what? There's no way for you to get in line for God to bless you and have power in your life if you're full of yourself. Does that make any sense? I think y'all knew this before I went over it, didn't you? Well, then why do we do it? Amen. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. It's crazy. We think we can be this way and have His blessings. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be what? Unpunished. So many of us at times, man, we're full of ourselves. We think we've got the power of God. We have nothing. You've got the power of you on you. And that's not good. A high look, a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked is what? Sin. God says, I can't bless you. Pride causes strife and contention when we're full of ourselves, when we think more of ourselves than we ought to think. He that's of a proud heart stirs up strife. But he that puts his trust in the Lord shall be made what? I've always liked that verse. Now, I've lost a lot of weight lately, but that's still a good verse. I'll come back to it in about a year. Hey, man, here we go. Only by pride comes contention, but with the well-advised is what? Well, do you understand? Do you understanding? When God says He hates something, hey, we need to take note of that. It's the opposite of how He's going to empower us. You understand? Yes or no? Somehow we think we can have our cake and eat it too. You can't. Pride leads to destruction and failure. Pride goes before what? And a haughty spirit before what? Let's say that together. It's a great verse. Everybody ought to memorize this verse. Come on. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. One more time. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Amen. Come on. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud. Did you know all this was in the Bible? How in the world do we get by with it? How do we get by with this, pulling us off in church and acting like we're a Christian and having this kind of crap? Excuse me. It's crazy. It's all through the Word of God. You know why we pull it off? Because we don't know His Word. You cannot pick up your Bible and think that you can have an ounce of pride in you. No way. The Lord's going to destroy the house of the proud, but He'll establish the border of the who? The widow. That's a great verse. Pride ends in what? When pride comes, then comes shame. God wants to bless you. God wants to... He wants to be proud of you. He don't want you to be proud of you per se. Amen. It's okay to feel good. I mean, you have accomplishments, a sense of satisfaction. That's not what I'm talking about. But why don't you let God be proud of you? Amen. Say, I'm proud of me. God goes, well, I ain't. But with the lowly is wisdom. It's incredible. It's better to be, come on, scream that out. It's better to be humble. Better is it to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the who? Proud. Can you argue with me on this? I don't think you can argue with me, can you? No, you can't. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Humble. Humility. So, ticks God off what? Pride. What should our attitude be? Humility. You want God's power? Number one, right out of the gate, Proverbs 6, verse 17, a proud look. Let's go for number two. Here we go. Words. Say that with me. Words. Words. Some words can tick God off. The way we use our words, our language. How can we learn? A lying tongue or telling the truth. Say, well, I lie like a dog, but I love Jesus. You a liar. I love God. I mean, I love God. I lie like a dog, but look how he's blessed me. He ain't blessed you. The devil's done give you all that mess. Lying. What's Proverbs 6 say? You want God's power? Don't have a lying tongue. Look at it. So number one, a proud look. Number two, a lying tongue. Now we got to fly, buddy. Here we go. Y'all don't go to sleep on me. Come on. Lying alienates you from God. Lying lips are an abomination. Isn't that what pride was earlier? Say, uh-oh, to the Lord. But they that deal truly are His what? Why in the world would we call ourselves Christians? Wouldn't we just tell the truth? I don't get that. Do you? Say. Did you hear about the preacher this past week? Got up in his pulpit for the last couple of years, weeks, whatever, tell everybody he was a Navy SEAL. Just some Navy SEALs heard about it. Oh, it's right on the computers, on the front of all the pages there this past week. This guy's, yeah. Stop the lying. Say that with me. Stop the lying. It's crazy, man. And that goes back to pride, doesn't it? Say, I'm a lie. Somebody look at me and think more of me than they ought to think. That's why often I try to tell you I'm pathetic. Amen. That's why I throw out words like crap every once in a while so you can go, oh man, he's got trouble. Lying separates you from good people. A righteous man hates lying. Why don't I have good people in my life? Why ain't I surrounded with good people? Because you a liar. Could be that. Amen. Say, am I getting ugly on you at 9 o'clock? But a wicked man is loathsome and comes to shame. Righteous man hates lying. Lying is fleeting. How many ever told a lie and it just didn't work out? Can I see your hand? I mean, I told that old lie and it just like, uh-oh, I was pretty good. But The lip of truth shall be established what? How many ever told the truth and the truth is still the truth because that's what you said and it never was a difference and now it's still the truth? Can I see your hand? Well, isn't that amazing? That boy was ugly. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry. Y'all didn't get that. That's all right. He's still ugly. No, anyway, go ahead. Here we go. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a what? And it gets you by, doesn't it? God says, I can't bless you like that. Tell the truth. Speak truth. I just can't bless you, man. Lying is really a form of hatred. I want you to see this. A lying tongue hates those that are afflicted by it. Say that with me. A lying tongue hates those that are afflicted by it. One more time. A lying tongue hates those that are afflicted by it. And a flattering mouth works ruin. When you lie to somebody, you hate them. When you lie to somebody, you hate them. You're not, when you can't tell somebody the truth, you certainly can't say you love them. Amen? Yes or no? That's hard talk this morning. Lying will be punished. A false witness shall not be unpunished. Did they say the proud would not be unpunished either? Say. It's like God's like, yeah, you're going to get it. And he that speaks lies shall not what? How many? Come on, we're in church, but it's good. It's good for us to be honest with one another. How many of you told a lie before and your butt got just nailed? Can I see your hand? Woo! Boom! It's right there in the Bible. Amen. The desire of man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a what? That's right. It's funny how people lie to get stuff. And God says, I'd rather have you poor. I'd rather you not have too much. But you could have truth and honor. And you could have a relationship with me. You can sleep at night. Amen. And look people in the eyeball when you talk to them. So we're learning. Let's look at another one. So attitude, words. Now what's this thing talking about? Touch. Say that with me. Touch. What does that mean? And this is my little chart. So violent hands. or gentle hands. God says, I'll never bless you if you have violent hands, if you have angry hands. Look at this. Here we go. Don't have hands that shed innocent blood. And don't think you're all good now, and I'm good now. I mean, keep that in mind. You might not have killed somebody, but we can still, you know, have the wrong kind of touch on people. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? Yes or no? Hands that shed innocent blood. That's number three. Let's look at this. Don't look at it. Murder, the intentional killing of innocent life. The intentional killing of innocent life. And you might not like me for saying this, and it might be on my screen. I can't remember everything I put up here. But the fact of the matter is, somebody who is a murderer and their life is taken, that's not innocent life. Capital punishment is not the taking of innocent life. Do you understand that? Yes or no? Whether you like it or not, that's not the same thing. When somebody has murdered somebody and then their life is taken, you might say, well, that doesn't sound Christian, but that's because you don't know your Bible. It sounds very much like what God says in His Word. You understand? Yes or no? You think it's justice for a family who's had their loved ones slaughtered and somebody sits on death row and they have to go to appeal, and those people, their whole life is just drugged through that for the rest of it? Is that mercy for that family? Yes or no? No. And you might not like me for saying this. I really don't care. Don't get it confused. The taking of the life of a murderer is not the same as a murder. That is the taking of an innocent life. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. God says, I hate that, obviously. Murder shall surely be put to death. If he smite him with an instrument of iron so that he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be what? But this is God's Word. So often we don't have God's power because we rewrite God's law. Because we're going to be nicer than God. Because you know God's really mean. You know that, right? Say. And so we wonder why His blessing isn't on us as a nation sometimes. Y'all hearing me this morning or not? We rewrite these things because God wasn't nice enough. I still would rather just do it God's way. If he smite him with the throwing of a stone, wherewith he may die, and he die, he's a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. If he smite him with a hand weapon of wood, you fill in the blank, wherewith he may die, and he die, he's a what? And the murderer shall be what? That's God's law. I don't like God. Well, fine. Have it your way. God doesn't really care. He doesn't need you. He's God. Amen. Say. I'm not trying to be ugly. Whoso kills any person, the murderer shall be put to death. By the mouth of witnesses, but one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die. It should be established in the mouth of two or more witnesses. And that's pretty much how our court system works today, doesn't it? Most times. Moreover, you shall take no satisfaction for the life of a murderer, which is guilty of death, but he shall surely be put to death. It's not that we're going to glory in putting somebody to death. We shouldn't do that. However, God hates murderers and the murdering that they do. So you shall not pollute the land wherein you are, for blood, it defiles the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that what? Do you think if somebody kills somebody and they knew when they killed somebody, they say it doesn't work? I don't buy that. I just don't think we've ever done it like it ought to be done. I mean, I'm being ugly today, but do you think if people knew if they killed somebody, they're going to be killed? Do you think there'd be as much killing? I just don't think there is. But now, if you kill somebody and you know you're going to take 20, 30 years and you get appealed and blah, 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 God help us. Amen? Y'all all right? I'll throw you off a cliff this morning. You'll be fine. What ticks God off? What turns His power on? Touch. What can you take away from what we just talked about? We ought to have gentle hands. Husbands, when you or with your wives, you should have gentle hands. My mother was beat and then shot 6 times by my stepdad. Murdered. Oh, how I wish he would have used gentle hands on my mother. Amen? Fellas, come on. Wives, back at you. using your hands to raise it against your husband, slap your husband. To use your hands in rage against your children. God says, I hate that and I will never bless you. I'll never put my power on you. You can say what you want to. You can dress them all up pretty for church, but you have no part of me. You hear what God's saying? Say. Gentle hands. Gentle hands. We got to fly about out of time. Thoughts. An evil mind or the mind of Christ. Look at what the Word says back in Proverbs again. And we're flying. I got to go fast. You got to click. Don't have a heart that devises wicked imaginations. A heart that devises wicked imaginations. Thoughts. Wicked imaginations are thoughts or plans for evil. God says, I hate that. Don't use your mind to do that. God takes it personally. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination. There it is again. Everything on this list, I looked in other parts of the Bible, and almost every one of them say it's an abomination. Not just in Proverbs 6. But the words of the pure are what kind of words? Pleasant words and good thoughts. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I'll be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I've commanded you, that it may be well with you. But they hearkened not, nor inclined the ear, but they walked in the counsels and the imagination of their own evil heart. And they went backward and not what? If you want to go forward with God, you've got to quit that evil thinking, man. Those thoughts that are just not right. God says, I can't bless you. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they're without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they didn't glorify Him as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their what? Their imaginations, their thoughts. And their foolish heart was turned, darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. God says, I can't put my power on you if you are not thinking the right kind of way. You have wicked imaginations. How do I deal with my thought life? Cast down evil thoughts. Cast down imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Renew your mind. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the what? That you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It's incredible. Finally, brethren, this is a verse that I have in my office. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, say it with me, think on these things. This is what God blesses. This is how He turns His power on. We need to have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. But the natural man can't receive the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have what? The mind of Christ. God wants us to think right. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, say it with me, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he what? In the Bible, a great book, say, somebody talk to me. Amen? This is crazy, ain't it? I could go on forever. Seems like I am. Attitude, words, touch, thought. Roger, we're out of time. I just need to touch on it. Walk. Troublemaking feet. Walking upright. Let's just look at that real quick. Then you're going to bring me back to the chart. Can you do that? And let's do the next one. Feet that are swift, running to mischief. That's all I'm going to say about it. There's lots of scriptures. You want to get it sometime, you can download it and check it out. But if we have feet that are always trying to go and cause trouble for people, and always be in trouble. How many of you have been like that before? You just like causing trouble to people. Can I say you've done that? Come on. We do that. God says, I can't bless that. Troublemakers. Anybody here known as a troublemaker before? Can I see your hand? God says, don't be that way. Amen. Walk upright. Don't walk around wanting to cause trouble for people. Actions. Phony witness. Or faithful testimony. What does the Scripture say back in Proverbs 6? I know I'm flying. A false witness that speaks lies. Anytime you and I set ourselves up to lie against somebody. Now lying, we covered that earlier. But there's something different about a false witness. A false witness says something against somebody. You understand? It's still lying, but now it's really, ugh. How many ever had somebody say something bad against you and it hurt you? Hurt you real bad. God says, I won't bless you if you're a false witness. Okay? You need to be a faithful person that tells the truth, that doesn't go out to hurt people, lie about people, say bad things about people. That's not God's will for your life. He won't help you. The last one is this. Your heart. One that sows discord, one that edifies others. And we'll finish with this scripture, Raj. Thank you, buddy. He that sows discord among the brethren. Say that with me, number 7. Don't sow discord among the... You're not welcome here. You hear me? If you sow discord among this body, you're not welcome here. Did you hear me? Yes or no? You're not welcome here. Don't be surprised if I don't get you out front and cuss you out. That's not very Christian. Fine, sue me. I can't stand that. I won't spend the rest of my life refereeing fights or doing all the work we do so you can pull your tail up here on Sunday morning and come in and sow some discord among folk. That is stupid. Is that right? Yes or no? Yeah, come on. Praise God. Craziness. Crazy, 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 crazy. I wish I could have said this my whole life. I don't mean to say that to be ugly, but I think we need to draw a line in the sand. Don't you folks say? That's just not something that I'll compromise on. I want you to have the liberty and the freedom at this church. I want you to have the liberty and the freedom at this church. If you hear somebody sowing discord, that you walk over to them, come on. Let me say something to you. I don't fly around here. You understand? You do understand, don't you? He's with me shoulder to shoulder on this one. But no, we need to talk like that. Don't you agree? Say. Praise God. So let's look at it. What ticks God off? Can you say it with me? A proud demeanor, a lying tongue, violent hands, an evil mind, troublemaking feet, a phony witness, and a discord sower. Sounds like an old Southern preacher. What turns God on, man? Here it is. A humble demeanor, telling the truth, gentle hands, the mind of Christ, walking uprightly, a faithful testimony, edifying others. Bill, can't you see how God likes that part on the right a little bit better? Amen. Say. So if you want to know the secrets to God's power, don't tick Him off. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together. Thank you so much. Yeah! Praise God for His Word this morning.